Establishment media calls deported illegal alien Maryland man despite his being a citizen of El Salvador. By John Binder on April 15, 2025. The establishment media has collectively declared a deported illegal alien a Maryland man despite his having citizenship in El Salvador, the country to which he has been deported by President Donald Trump's administration. Colmar Abrego Garcia, a 29-year-old illegal alien from El Salvador accused of being a member of the MS-13 gang, was deported to San Salvador, El Salvador, last month as part of two deportation flights carried out by the Trump administration focused on locking up members of MS-13 and the Tren de Aragua gangs, both of which are classified as terrorist organizations by the State Department. Along with hundreds of other deported illegal aliens accused of being in one of the two gangs, Abrego Garcia has since been imprisoned at the Terrorism Confinement Center, known as the Mega Prison Scott, in El Salvador. Despite Abrego Garcia's El Salvador citizenship, the media are continuously calling him a Maryland man in their reports, solely based on the fact that he lived in Prince George's County, Maryland, after illegally crossing the southern border in 2011. A Politico headline on Abrego Garcia's case reads, "El Salvador won't return wrongly deported Maryland man," while another in ABC News reads, "Trump administration has done nothing to facilitate release of wrongly deported Maryland man," his lawyers say. Likewise, in Axios, a headline states timeline, "The case of a Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador," and National Public Radio, NPR, has a headline declaring Supreme Court says Trump officials should help return wrongly deported Maryland man. Even in local outlets, Abrego Garcia is being called a Maryland man even though he is a citizen of El Salvador and was an illegal alien in the United States. On Ken's 5 News, a headline reads "Hearing scheduled for Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador regarding Abrego Garcia's case." The accusation of Abrego Garcia being a member of the MS-13 gang first started in 2019 when he was arrested in Prince George's County and asked if he was affiliated with the gang. After Abrego Garcia denied the accusation, he was detained by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. ICE agents, working with a confidential informant used by local police, accused Abrego Garcia of being a certified member of MS-13's chapter in New York. The same year, a federal immigration judge found the confidential informant's information credible and required Abrego Garcia to remain in ICE custody while his deportation proceedings continued. In October 2019, Abrego Garcia requested asylum in the United States, but that was denied by a federal immigration judge, though he was granted protection from deportation to El Salvador based on claims that he feared persecution from local gangs. Abrego Garcia was subsequently released from ICE custody. In March of this year, he was pulled over by ICE agents near Baltimore, Maryland, and taken into custody. He was among hundreds deported in two deportation flights last month to El Salvador's Scott Prison. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.